Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're keeping it all the 1960s with 18 different Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Miracles, the Marvelettes, Martha the Vandellas, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes, Mary Wells, and Brenda Holloway. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature all 60s Motown artists right here on Motown Memories.
She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Memory from Martha and the Vandellas. That was Love Bug, Leave My Heart Alone, and they reached number 25 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1967. Before that, The Marvelettes, number 17 from 62 with Beechwood 4, 5789, and we started with The Miracles, the first rhythm blues song on the Motown record label for 8 weeks, and also reaching number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts in 1960. That was The Miracles with Shop Around. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all 1960s Motown artists and their songs for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the very last hit of the 1960s for the Motown record label, and the very first hit reaching number one from the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. Well, I Want You Back was written by Freddie Perren, Fonce Mitchell, Deke Richards, and the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy Jr. Well, Deke recalled that he suggested that they ask Berry Gordy to record this great song with Diana Ross. When they approached Berry, he listened to the track and he came up with a different idea. He told them he had just signed 5 kids from Gary, Indiana, and suggested rewriting the words to I Want You Back specifically for them. Well, Joe and Catherine Jackson raised their 9 children in Gary, Indiana, and they had married when Joe was 16. He dreamed of becoming a professional musician, and when his children were very young, he and his 2 brothers had a rhythm blues group called the Falcons. Well, Gary, Indiana was a steel mill town, and when the Falcons didn't bring in enough money to support a family, Joe went to work as a crane operator at a steel plant. Well, one night, Joe came home and discovered that his second oldest son, Tito, had been fooling around with the guitar that he was using to play in the Falcons. Well, after giving Tito a whipping because he punished his children back then, Joe wanted to know how he and his son could play together. Well, it turned out it was rather well, and when his brothers joined in singing, Tito suggested they form a family act and turn professional. And that's how the Jackson 5 got their start. Well, here is their first number one song, I Want You Back, right here on Motown.
Baby,
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Marvin Gaye with Your Precious Love, number 5 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1967. Before that, Stevie Wonder with a very early hit from 1964, Hey Harmonica Man, reaching number 29. And we started with the Jackson 5, number 1 from 1969, I Want You Back. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists from the 1960s with some of their great songs. Well, coming up, yet another number 1 song, this time from the Supremes, I Hear a Symphony. Well, following their unprecedented fifth consecutive number 1 single, the Supremes released a track from their More Hits by the Supremes album as their new 45 previous to this song coming up. The song was nothing but heartache, and was anxiously watched by the group fans to see if they could pull off yet another impossible stretch to have 6 number 1 songs in a row. Unfortunately, the song came in at number 11. Well, interestingly enough, one of the writers, Lamont Dozier, admitted at the time, "That was considered a flop for us. We had failed. Of course, it wasn't too bad when one considered that of the first 8 Supreme singles, only one had climbed higher than number 75 before they got started. Well, we learned humility, and we realized there's a downside to everything. We were still kids, and we were still learning about life. It helped us in our writing," Lamont continued. The relative failure of Nothing But Heartache did frighten the production trio a little bit. That production trio was, of course, the great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland. And this song, coming up, I Hear a Symphony, was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. Well, Lamont continues at the time, and he was quoted as saying, "The question came up, was it time to ship the Supremes and give them to somebody else? Well, what happened is they opened them up to other producers, but no one came up with anything. And finally, we pulled another one together, I Hear a Symphony. And here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're suddenly, your lips are touching mine. I'm feeling so divine. Till I leave the past behind, I'm lost in a world made for you and me.
Motown artist, sometimes forgotten today, that was Brenda Holloway in her biggest hit, Every Little Bit Hurts, reaching number 13 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964. Before that, Mary Wells, The One Who Really Loves You, number 8 from 62, and we started with that number 1 from The Supremes from 65, I Hear a Symphony. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured 9 different Motown artists with some great songs from the 1960s. Well, coming up to the next half hour, we'll hear from another 9 artists also from the 1960s. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.